We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome tonight's hosts, WCBS morning anchor Wayne Cabot and WCBS anchor and reporter Alex Silverman.
Wayne, can you believe that that album is exactly the same age as WCBS News Radio?
50 years old. It was 1967. It was a crazy time. You remember the country was kind of coming apart at the seams.
Ladies and gentlemen, WCBS business reporter Joe Connolly.
Welcome, WCBS friends and family. When families and friends get together, they tell stories, many of which are already well known, but often, as will happen tonight, somebody adds new details. And
when it begins its 50th season this fall, 60 Minutes will continue its run as the most successful television broadcast in history. Correspondent Leslie Stahl, joined by our Wayne Cabot and Alex Silverman.
There were only two reporters who showed up at the arraignment of these bungling burglars. The plumbers I was looking for, at the Watergate Hotel, and it was you and some other guy.
CBS sent me, I was just brand new there, and they didn't think it was a real story. They thought it was a local DC break-in and entering, and so they sent me, and the other reporter in the room was Bob Woodward.
WCBS anchor Pat Farnak and Channel 2 forecasters John Elliott and Lonnie Quinn.
I think that's great. Leslie Stahl cracks Watergate, and we get to do traffic and weather on the 8s.
Please welcome to the stage former Rangers forward, Adam Graves.
To be able to meet Stephen McDonald in my first year and be lucky enough to be honored with his trophy, for me, I'm not so sure there's a greater New Yorker ever.
Bobby Valentine, joined by WCBS morning anchor Paul Murnane and sports reporter Brad Heller.
Now fast forward to 2000, the Subway Series. It's World Series, Yankees and Mets now for a good week plus. That's all people are talking about.
The delivery men in their trucks were, Bobby, hey, good luck, Bobby, how you doing? And there's cars in front of them, and there's traffic jams. And it was the most glorious, I think, 10 days of my life. Didn't matter if you were born here or you were visiting here, you knew what was going on. It was the Yankees and the Mets. And
when we're not listening to the news, we're listening to New York's greatest hits on WCBS FM 101.1. Here are Dan Taylor and Patty Steele.
You listen back and you listen to what Bobby Valentine just had to say. This is the beauty of just pure sound. No offense to TV people, but for radio, storytelling is key. And those stories, the pictures that he created in your mind, those are the pictures I grew up with listening to 880.
But it's that kind of humor, and it was that kind of energy and that kind of drive. We live with these memories today, and it's so special to be part of a 50th celebration of all news in New York at WCBS News Radio 880.
A giant on and off the field. He was co-captain of the Super Bowl XXI champion New York Giants. Welcome to the stage, former defensive end George Martin.
Well, one of the things that again, Parcells always reiterated was that you got to have perspective. And he always told us, don't believe what you read in the paper. That was his motto. Don't believe what you read in the paper. And the oxymoron about Bill is that when you were winning and you thought that he was going to be perfectly content and perfectly calm and cool and collective, he was a maniac, a raving maniac. And he knew exactly what buttons to push. If you were a family man, like in my case, he knew that my wife and my kids were the things that motivate me. And he would always bring those out. If you were a Lawrence Taylor, you know, he would sort of throw his hands up in disgust. So.
His current band is the most dangerous in the world. And he is a New York music icon. Ladies and gentlemen, former Late Show band leader Paul Schaefer. joined by our very own Wayne Cabot and Tom Kaminsky.
It's the trivia question everybody now knows the answer to, but for the longest time, a lot of people didn't know what major hit song you were the composer, writer of. And I think that's the song that you mentioned is the gay anthem.
Well, yes, and I am so... Just a while ago, I was on the West Coast, and a gentleman came out to me and thanked me for writing that song. He said it was his, you know, his theme song all his life, and it made coming out a little bit easier. And I'm telling you, it just made me so proud. And it was called It's Raining Men. And with your kind permission, can I do a couple of
the keys are not going to play themselves, so
I would love to play.
Tall, dark, strong, lean, rough and tough and strong and mean men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Good God, it's raining men, yeah.
The police commissioner of the NYPD for two different mayoral administrations. Please welcome Ray Kelly.
February 26, 1993, explosion happens at the World Trade Center. I'm in my office. I get notified. About 9 o'clock at night, I met an engineer. He actually came down and sat down with me. He said, look at this. These buildings could never come down. Look how well built they are. And in 2001, I saw the first building go down, and that statement came back to me as I saw the building go down. The 1993 bombing should have been a huge wake-up call for the city, for the country. It was not.
Please welcome to the stage the anchor of the CBS Evening News, Anthony Mason, and 19-time Grammy winner, Tony Bennett.
Good evening, everybody. How does it feel to be in the presence of one of the greatest singers of all time?
Thank you.
Tony, one of the many turning points in your career I know came in 1949 when Pearl Bailey asked you to open for her. And there was somebody in the audience that night, a guy named Bob Hope.
A small actor, right?
Bob Hope did a couple things that night. I gather he wanted you to take you on the road with him, but he said you needed a name change.
Yeah, he gave me my entertainment name. He said, what's your name? I said, Anthony Dominic Benedetto. He said, well, that's a little too long. He said, let's economize that and call you Tony Bennett. He gave me my name, Tony Bennett. The golden sun will shine for me. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.